Rule number 16 is simply evaluate, which means understand the underlying message. Sometimes your assessment of a person's body language, voice tones, and words doesn't allow you to fully understand what the talker means or intends. One of your primary objectives as a master communicator is to avoid jumping to inaccurate conclusions and to allow the speaker to reveal the full meaning of their message. That way, you'll be able to respond in ways that will maintain good rapport with others, even in the most challenging situations. Here are three ways I've chosen to define the word evaluate. 1. To decide on the value or significance of something. 2. To ascertain, weigh, or judge a topic or issue. And 3. As it applies to this book, to find the most accurate meaning or the intended purpose of another person's communication with you. One of the keys to being an excellent communicator is to gain an accurate read on the intentions of other people. Realize that each one of us will have imperfections in our communication with others, and that there will be times when you're either guilty of sending out unclear and easily misinterpreted messages. To help you evaluate other people's communication with you more accurately, consider the following points. The first point is give people an opportunity to vent. Sometimes a person just needs a patient, understanding listener who will take the time to hear what they have to say. They may not be looking for someone who will solve their problems or even for a different perspective. What people need most at these times is a chance to share the emotional load of what they're going through. Once they are relieved of this burden, they will more likely be in a better frame of mind to converse in a normal fashion. Your job in this phase of the conversation is simply to give your full attention to the speaker. Also provide positive nonverbal feedback as well as verbal input if it is desired. Another point is, determine how other people perceive an issue's level of significance. What may seem like a minor deal to you may in fact be a major issue for the person you're talking with. When you're trying to understand the meaning of someone else's communication, it's essential to assess how important the subject at hand is to them. When the significance of an issue is low, there's a lot of room to play around in your conversation. But when the importance is high for the other person, an enlightened communicator will treat the conversation with a great sense of respect and seriousness. And a third point is don't take things too personally. When people feel comfortable chatting with you, they'll express themselves with a larger degree of freedom. The upside is that you'll have a lot more fun and variety in your conversations with them. But the downside is that you'll inevitably experience an occasional unflattering but harmless remark against you. A smart communicator will be prepared for these types of comments and avoid reacting too defensively. Otherwise, people may start anticipating your hypersensitivity in future conversations, which can result in cautious but more limited and less entertaining interactions. The bottom line is, remember that in order to talk like a winner in the broadest sense, you must evaluate like a winner as well. All you have to do is follow a simple and powerful rule. Understand the underlying message. Once you understand the significance of this essential part of successful communication, it's only a matter of experimenting, practicing, and testing it regularly in your own life until it becomes a new habit.